Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Mike O'Mara Show. I'm Mike O'Mara. That's Josh Soroka down at the bottom, and that's Rob Spiewak in the upper right, and we are delighted to have you here for a Tuesday program. And we start today with I've told people we've had controversy over with this little program, people that get our show via audio and people that get it via video, and a lot of people get it via both, especially if they want to go back and look at one of our video channels to see what they may have missed. And, we are delighted that it is a visual and an audio medium that we can share with you. We're based on sound, and if you look at us, that's probably just as well. Mm. I had a cartoon on my refrigerator for a long time that had a child at a kitchen table with his head in his hands, and the caption was, "Don't worry, son, I remember when I saw my first DJ."
We started to make the transition to video, and we're doing the live stream every day.
I have to make my transition to a collar here.
Yeah, what have you done right there? You look like Fonzie.
God, you might have mentioned that to me. I didn't see it. I didn't see it myself.
Well, it's worse now than it was.
No, it's not. No,
it's not. It's not worse.
But it's about the same.
It's better than
it was
a moment.
It was flipped over. It's fine. It's the collar.
What you've done is you've called attention to it.
Well, I thought you were going for the flipped up look.
Yeah.
No. Like not with a golf shirt. That doesn't work.
But when we were first making the transformation, this goes way back to the living room. Were you ever hesitant to put us on television, which is essentially what we've done? Because you had done so many years where it was no video. It was just your voice. And you had
way back there may have been an issue, but no, not with the podcast. I never even thought about it. I thought the only thing I think about when I think about our videos is that we produce a video show.
We do.
And so that I urge people to subscribe to that on YouTube and to give us a thumbs up and a like and a ring that bell. We don't say it like it. And by the way, every podcaster I know says it. We don't say it nearly enough. But with that said, over the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of this, but that with our many content show meetings that we've had, the three of us, you know what I'm always saying to you guys?
Great job.
And followed by, what do I always say, Rob? More nature.
Exactly.
More nature video.
Well, ever since Mutual of Omaha went off the air, you haven't been the man you used to be. I love nature videos.
I love nature, and I love sharing nature with people. And the world is smaller now, and we get to see wonderful, wonderful animals from all over the world. And sometimes, you become aware of behavior that you never knew existed.
Okay.
I think that this video will speak for itself. And I really haven't given much thought to how I set this up, other than I told Josh when I sent him this video, I said, please don't look at it until showtime.
All right.
So now this
I believe
one,
Josh honors that when you do
I
that.
Did. I yeah. just downloaded it during your setup.
Mm-hmm. I should say that this one has some music in the background, which I didn't care for, but it's a good video. It's a good quality video.
Does this focus on like outside nature or like human nature?
Outside nature.
Okay. Just checking.
Might be a, I think the video speaks for itself. Josh.
Well, I'm just wondering Rob's perspective on what indoor nature is.
No, human nature. Like the nature
the other
of people.
Outdoor nature.
Well, yeah, trees and vines and
you know that part snakes? Where he opens his mouth and whatever comes out?
Mike, it was a very well thought out question.
That's one of the really?
Yeah,
now, do you really want to stand by
it.
That?
I was thinking about it. Because you
outdoor
talk about
nature or indoor nature?
I did, Mike. I said human nature. I never
would
said
indoor nature. Would indoor nature be an aquarium?
No. I never said indoor nature.
No, he did not say indoor nature.
I said human nature.
You said
human
outdoor. Nature.
Yeah. What happened is Josh is creating. Josh is creating a quote that didn't exist.
Did you drop your consonant to bust Josh's balls?
I did. Okay. Because what I said outside nature, and maybe that was ill chosen, but the sentiment is pure. Is it like a Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom nature, or is it human nature?
Well,
which is
chose,
the way people react, yeah.
You chose two things that aren't opposites. It would be outdoor or indoor nature, and then it would be human nature or, like, animal nature.
Well, not really looking for opposites there.
I will tell you one thing.
Yes.
The human element to this will be the reaction.
So there is some human nature element.
Well, they're not on the video, but there will be a reaction.
Okay.
I don't think I'm done padding. Let's just
roll
the video.
I'm excited.
All right, so it's a gorilla.
Yeah, and it says,
yeah, you might have to see it a second time.
Absolutely no way my friend caught this on video while at the zoo.
Wait.
All right, now stop it and roll it again.
No.
Stop it and roll it again. Now, hold it. Before we roll it again, before we roll it again. Yeah. Did you see what was going on there?
I was able to put it together.
Yeah, but you didn't really notice it at the beginning. Now
no, but I was able to figure I'm going to need a second view.
Because.
To really, you know, put
because
it together.
I didn't notice. And hey, look, if you think we're speaking without describing this video, sometimes we have to just let the video stand on its own. Mm-hmm. And,
it'll be in the newsletter.
It'll be in the news. I do believe, God, I wish we didn't have to pander to the people that are like set in their ways and don't want to look at our video. All right, look closely and tell me if you can tell what the gorilla is doing.
Okay.
Roll it again.
Gorilla.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I didn't see his hand for the first part of the video.
Yeah. I think that most people.
That is a gorilla defecating into his own, I mean, big potty.
Oh.
And, huge potty.
And then taking all of the huge potty and putting it in his mouth.
And on this Earth Day, Mike, I'd like to encourage everyone to recycle. But I think the reason that we missed it on the first viewing is the human nature is that we were probably looking at his face. Because that's polite.
Yes.
You don't look at a gorilla's ass right away.
I didn't see the hand tucked behind.
No,
him.
I didn't either.
It very discreetly.
Classic misdirection.
It's really like he's kind of sneaking it.
Yeah, he doesn't want you to know.
But he takes the whole thing and then walks quietly off into the enclosure.
If I was forced to guess, I would say bigger than an orange but smaller than a grapefruit.
Yeah, that's probably close.
Okay, thank you.
And, on the citrus again, scale. And it's perspective. Maybe, you don't know how big that gorilla really is.
Well, he's probably pretty big, yeah.
I think he has just learned that he likes a clean enclosure.
Oh, well,
should we go for a threefer?
Yes, I think so.
I did. First time I saw it, I couldn't believe it.
He's very focused.
Again, classic
focused
misdirection.
Like he's doing like what a, and then takes the grass out of his mouth. And
I think he even knows what he's doing to the point of going up to the glass to do it.
Oh, he's like showing off?
Yes, he's showing off.
I will tell you that I was unaware that I remember the throwing of the poo being part of those primates, but I didn't know that type of thing. And by the way, you don't see anything else. It goes into the mouth. I don't know what happens later. So you can't really tell because walks
away.
What
are you expecting later?
Well, I'm thinking because... Part? Well, the gross part would be...
What if it came out as bananas? Again, it was like a magic trick.
I don't know whether he like takes it and then removes it again.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe puts it somewhere.
Well, if that's the case,
know.
Like 5 pounds of monkey chow would keep him alive for years.
But, no. What I'm saying is he spits it out.
Oh,
that's what I'm thinking. Maybe he removes it and then puts it somewhere. That's what I mean. You were thinking like you were saying the opposite, that he would eat it.
Yeah, I think that's what he does.
He certainly has begun the process. Yeah. And I mean, the whole thing went in there, but I didn't see any, you know, it's one of the most curious videos I've ever seen.
He doesn't want to rush through it. What he wants is for the salivary glands to begin for it to break down.
All right. See, this is where you're not. See, this is where you're not qualified to do anything about functions like this at all.
I really think he did it for a reaction from the humans.
That's an interesting point. So, you know, I didn't even perceive where this was shot from. And this was one of those glass enclosures where you look through the glass to see.
It's somewhere near Josh's house.
I'm sure it's not in the wild.
Lions and
monkeys. Let's take one last look just to see where it seems to be coming from. And Rob, please.
Not a word.
It grosses on its own. It needs no assistance.
All right. It says at the zoo.
All right. Yeah. At the zoo. Now, that could either be on the other side of a glass or it could be on the other side of okay, that's all we need. That's all we need. There it goes.
Mike, judging by the way the sun is hitting the plants, that very well might be a morning zoo.
Morning zoo, everybody. I have to ask this question. Do you think, if what Josh says is true, do you think this could be behavior that only exists in captivity?
Well,
where they are actually, because they certainly throw the poo at humans. They've done that. People have talked about that before. And these aren't necessarily great apes. They're normally chimpanzees.
He was
pretty
good. My dog, if I don't stop him, will
now,
eat.
But that's different. Dog. We all know dogs.
They'll like go after their puke. I mean, that with direction and purpose.
Well,
maybe it's a mammal thing. Who knows?
This is a behavior called coprophagy.
Coprophilia.
No, it's not coprophilia. No. That's sexual.
And it's
what's it called? Spell it. Spell it.
C O P R O P H A G Y. And this behavior is thought to be related.
Coprophagy.
I told you it's a tough word, even for other people.
And then Rob said the way I described it was it's a sexual thing.
Yeah, like it's been associated with certain celebrities.
Is philia, like at the end of that word,
yeah, like
is that
necrophilia
associated with
is sex with dead people.
Okay, all right, yeah, you're right.
I'm sorry, well, these are the two that come to mind.
It says that this behavior is related to boredom, a desire for warm food, or that they want to re-ingest seeds or other nutrition that they smell in it.
Okay. All right, well, that's pretty deep. So that that kind of discounts your own theory that they're doing it for show.
Yeah.
Well, except for the boredom part.
Well,
the
boredom
part. Yeah, they're bored.
They're bored, and they want a hot meal.
I never, in all my years on the planet, and this is where cameras everywhere catch everything, and that's where we get it, and it gets the very worst in human behavior, and now it has captured the very worst in ape behavior. And so nonchalant, I should say, about the way apes do that. If they're in the wild, do you think the boredom factor is eliminated? It's just a captivity thing.
I bet so. I would think so. I mean, there's lots to do in the wild. Yeah.
Yeah. Or they just feed their family in the wild. Because there'd be more than one. Yes.
And you hear the seeds that have not been properly digested.
And a warm meal.
And you know, Mike, I know you can relate to this because with your diverticulitis, you had trouble with seeds.
No, not really.
I thought seeds were a trigger.
No, that's actually been discounted, but I don't want to tie my thing into
what the ape's doing as much as
you might want to do that.
And,
you know,
I never tried to do that. I was just trying to make a common pass.
Yeah. I understand. I know.
And we've all seen dogs do similar stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's horrible when dogs do that.
But they don't do it.
They don't have the thumbs, right. They are closer to us, so it makes it more shocking to see that. And I was, as I said, over the weekend when I saw this, I gathered the family around. I said, you're not going to believe what I just saw. And that falls into the category of you're not going to believe. And then it occurred to me, prepping this show today, actually it occurred to me last night. I said, I never shared this, and I said this would be, something it will fascinate.
I don't normally play this tape so early in the show.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
That was beautiful, Mike. And the thing about dogs is they don't do it so immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's he is right from.
Why do you keep trying to bring dogs in?
Josh just brought up
dogs. I brought
again.
Dogs in.
Okay. I don't think, for some reason, that's making my stomach turn, boys.
All right. I'll stop it referring to dogs. I don't keep a gorilla in my house, Mike. You know, so I don't have it.
Somebody was describing that the other day on a clip from a talk show that I saw about the dog. And it might have, I don't know who it was, but I am so down on dogs right now.
I
believe we will have a dog story in the news today. I can bring this up now because it is related. I might as well go ahead. This was, how did I write this when I was a potty training dog videos? You get a situation where your dog's not house trained and you say, you know, I'm at my wit's end.
Sure.
Here's the thing. Every single potty training your dog video, you know what it starts with? Everyone.
What?
Doesn't say what you should do. It says what you shouldn't do. That don't do me no good. Okay. When you say
it
to me.
It sounds to me like they started, you may have waited too long. Because your dogs are older.
No, hear me out. This is what they all say.
All right.
Do not correct the behavior. If you yell, if you rub nose in it, if you do, it does not work. I get that. I'm trying to find videos that will give me some tip as to what I can do. And every single one spends not one, not two, 5 freaking minutes on. Now, don't correct. That doesn't do. I get it. How about giving me something new and innovative on how to? And you know what the only thing I found was?
The gorilla.
He keeps coming back to that page.
It's new and innovative.
Yeah.
The one thing I got was it's called the on the hour rule, where you take the dog out on the hour or when it wakes up from it. So you go from what, the 5 or 6 times a day I take these little bastards out to now what, 18 hours a day you want me to take the dog
16
out?
16 if you sleep for 8 hours.
Come on, man. Look, I think there are dogs that breeds of dogs that take to it, and there are breeds of dogs that don't. My wife, I walk in from dropping my kid off at school today. She has just, I mean, minutes prior, she has taken both dogs out. They have both done both of their business, big potty, little potty. And at the door is the idiot one's little deposit where he's gone a second time because he wants to.
Yeah.
And I'm at my wit's end.
Well,
Hold on. If you're sitting there with that philosophy of on the hour.
Yeah.
And when they wake up from a nap, which is like what? 20 times a day you're taking your dog out, and you get a situation where 1 minute after they've come back in the house, he meanders over to the door and pops a squat. What do I do with that? It's anger.
He's mad at somebody or something.
You're making him go outside.
Yeah. I mean, remember Frankie used to only poop where I sat at your house. That's the only place. And
well, that's based on smell.
I'm obviously not a good owner. I'm not a good owner. I don't, and by the way, I have always been semi-judgmental of people that have out of control animals. This is this is now the little one is affecting the big one.
Yeah.
We had the big one where I'm not spending the money on it again to do the training. I don't have the bandwidth for that. I don't know what to do, but it is really diminishing. And you know what the crack in the foundation of liking this dog that Carla, she tipped her hand last night. I said, what are you looking at? And she shows me, and it's a picture of a King Charles Spaniel. I said, oh, what's that? Do you remember that? I said, what? That was the other dog that I gave you the choice of. I said, you didn't really give me the choice. You just said you weren't sure. But Carla was looking at this other dog longingly, like maybe this was not an idiot dog that would be doing this all the time.
But is she sort of rebuilding the past so that now you're part of the problem?
Yeah, she's rewriting history, but she's thinking about how out of control. This dog hasn't wrecked our lives, but it has diminished our quality of life. I have, if you come to my living room right now, there's a giant pen in there where he is because he cannot control himself and do that. And he whines for 4 hours if we have him in there. It's even right after he goes outside. There is no benefit to this animal. And by the way, I've had dogs I've liked and dogs I've not liked. This dog takes the cake.
If you leave the lanai door open, will it go out on its own?
I don't. The lanai has a cage that is a screened area.
Okay, so there's
the
no
door's
grass.
Locked. So all he'll do, he won't. That's another human place that I don't want him to.
Could you? You've talked about you've had trouble with your screens already. Could you install a small doggy door in the screen when you replace it?
I suppose
if you'd have to train him to do that.
Yeah.
He wouldn't use it. He'd go duh, and just go out and do that. So, I mean, the whole thing kind of, sorry for doing that, but I figured we'd get all the number two out of the show right at the beginning just so we could move
after 3,500 episodes. Let's get all the poo
get
out.
Get all the number two.
And you're saying that Stubby has actually caused your other dog to regress?
Yeah. Uh-huh. 100%.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
And pooping. Both. Yeah.
And that's got to be a mark in his territory type thing.
I suppose, but I just...
Well, proven he's... Know. It's his area.
I want that Cesar. I want Cesar.
Oh, the dog whisperer.
Send him to my home. Cesar. Okay. Because I got... This is not... But see, Cesar likes the dogs that are like... right? That's what he likes to show on his TV
Well, that's
TV
for
show.
TV. I think he would prefer a more subtle case in real life.
L.A.
you?
Guy, isn't he? I think he's an L.A. guy. L.A. guy.
L.A. LA guy. Guy. Well, you're the dogs out in Los Angeles,
yeah.
Hey?
Yeah, you got an L.A. guy, huh?
Yeah, what is that, a Hollywood dog?
What kind of outfit is that, huh? What kind
Pasadena
of outfit?
Pasadena dog?
I'm very, very frustrated with that, but it doesn't prevent me from laughing at gorillas.
That's fine. You need to find escape wherever you can, Mike.
Did you say escape?
By accident, I think it came out escape. Escape, yeah. Sorry about that.
It's interesting. No, hold on. I've never heard you say escape.
Well,
before.
It was. I think it was escape. Escape. It was just a. It was just a topographical error.
Escape.
Escape. We have to escape. Of all the dogs that we've known you, and I guess I go back to. The big white dog, was that Oscar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oscar wasn't white.
No, nor was he a dog. But I'm talking way, way back. Did you ever have a dog that you were...
Did you get his joke? That was like a 1,000, 2,000, 1,000, 3,000, 1,000.
Yeah.
That was a former person on this show. It's
Did you ever have a dog that delighted you? And I'll even go back to your childhood. I know it was your standard poodle. What was his name?
The dog that I love more than almost any dog is Winslow, our other Boston Terrier. I still love him. He's still got a great personality.
But he's being still ruined. Chill.
That seems to be a habit that he is mimicking because of the just rampant bad behavior from the other animal. And
between the two of them, is there like a... Is there like
they love
alpha?
Each other. They love, hard to tell, but they constantly, as soon as they are out of whatever enclosure I have them in, specifically Stubby in the pen, they will wrestle and they,
okay.
And Carla got Stubby to be a companion dog for Winslow. And that part, even that part, Stubby is overly aggressive. Mm-hmm. And quite often you get that that when I'm trying to watch something, a key moment of a Red Sox game or and even that he doesn't do well. And
can
when
I
you
offer
walk
you
him, yeah, let me tell you, I got a double leash for this dipshit of
Mike,
a dog.
Mike.
And the double leash, you know what his move is? His signature move is going around and back at me.
Oh,
going around
it.
And
yeah.
back at me, which
they
is what, which really could prove fatal for a man at my advanced age.
Don't think he doesn't know that.
He probably does.
Now I have to...
with his blue eye, with his wandering brown and blue eye,
he's
with
like
one eye brown and the other eye like
Mike, like David Bowie, he's probably a very sexy dog.
Young Americans,
I'm gonna offer
we
you
are
a piece
young
of
Americans.
A piece of advice that, believe it or not, was actually given on the radio, and it was entertained as solid advice by his listeners by G. Gordon Liddy. He said that
the late
G.
Gordon,
the late. I always forget that he's passed.
He's no longer with us.
Yes,
people don't live forever, Rob.
Rest in power, G. Gordon Liddy.
Yes, Rob.
I remember he said that when you get a dog, you need to hold it down as its owner and bite it on either the snout or the ear to prove you are the alpha in the relationship. So Liddy said to bite your dog.
He also said gun control is hitting what you aim at.
Yes.
And he also said, if there is an intruder that is outside of your home that you shoot, drag him back into the domicile.
He also said that he chose his wife because she was good at mathematics and she was tall.
She was sturdy.
She was sturdy.
She was athletic. She had an athletic, strong
build. But it was the mathematics. He was not good at mathematics.
And she was good at mathematics.
Francis, congratulations. Liddy also.
96 on my son's math test, the big one. And I want to give him a salute for that. He was a little stressed out about it yesterday. Way to go, dude. And he likes to, you know, you got a good academic kid.
Right.
When he comes to me last night, he said, Dad, I got my math test back. I got an 89. And I know he's BSing me, you know, in his 11-year-old way. And that, in his mind, is a horrible grade.
Yeah. 89 is horrible. I would have
loved 89. 89, I'm running home. Mom! Yeah.
Souls will be sold for that.
Greatest feeling in the world is having a child who is smarter than you. That is a... That level of bliss is indescribable.
I wish I could have it.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't always
No, it doesn't always work out. It truly does. After he got his test back, did he eat it?
I will tell you that you know, we have certainly covered number two on
the
show.
We sure have.
If I can just to wrap up this initial segment too. Where's my beef? Hi, I'm Jay Leno.
I got these problems, Jay.
I welcome your thoughts. We've talked about this before. Every city in America, every municipality in America has these little crotch rocket motorcycles that fly over everybody. I am coming into the community over the weekend, right near the entrance to the place I live.
Right.
And I, because I was chilled out, there was a car, maybe 6-7 car lengths in back of me on the right. I'm in the left lane. I got to get over. Sure. I don't signal. I just kind of merge over.
Yeah.
At that very moment, the sound was something like, yeah. And I think if he was going, this road is a 45 mile per hour road.
Mm-hmm.
Most people go 50, 52, 53. You know, nobody adheres to it, but it's no problem. That's a fine speed for it. This kid, if it was 80, it was 20. He was
just moving.
And my heart stopped. And this is the thought process I went through. Not anger, not anything other than, pausing as I drove into the community after I came within maybe 3 feet of veering into the lane where this kid was and thinking, you know, obviously they don't have any conception that they could die. That's really,
no,
you're not going to ride.
Yeah.
You're not going to ride a motorcycle like that in traffic if you have any expectation of your own demise. However, I suppose that would also include what I thought about after I nearly hit this kid. The lives that young, selfish prick would ruin, you know, besides him leaving the earthly plane, the life the life of his mom, of his dad, of any relatives he had that loved the kid, the lives of the people who witnessed this, God forbid my life if I hit a young person on a motorcycle like that, how it would be. It just never fails to amaze me. And there are degrees of it. Seen him on the highway where you see him coming and it's a different animal. This was maybe 35, 45 miles per hour over the speed limit in between. Literally driving along the line. And I just wanted to ask either one of you if you've ever come close to somebody doing this, that's you know, zipped along. And
when they handle like bicycles, like they think they're like bike messengers, except they're going 80 miles an hour on the street.
Yeah,
I've seen it
constantly down here.
Yeah,
I've never had a close encounter like you, but it's largely one of the reasons is because after you started riding motorcycles, you you talked about, you got to look for these guys. Because, yep, you know, you got, and I've tried to be hyper-aware.
Watch for motorcycles, lovely bumper sticker, but has no bearing on a guy that's going so fast that he materializes, yeah, out of the ether and could die.
That's what, yeah, I see on 95 all the time, guys on those bikes going over 100 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Right. Because all the traffic's going 70, 80 plus, and these guys are flying past, and it's, well, yeah, the opposite of how you're taught. You're taught to ride those things defensively. Assume someone's going to jump out in front of you.
Mm-hmm. And C, I remember, I forgot what the acronym was, but it was S-E-E. C, evaluate. And it was, I don't remember, but all
one
I know
is... One of the
is,
E's is Elvis. The other S D, is saliva.
Elvis, in your mind. It was look ahead. I use it in regular driving now. I'm always looking ahead. One of the scariest things on a highway is if you're in a straight line with a big truck or a car in front of you where you literally can't see what's happening up ahead.
Yeah.
That gets you into trouble. If you, I'm just going to leave you with this.
It is.
If you happen
search,
to have,
evaluate, execute.
Search, evaluate, execute means you are riding your motorcycle. You search up ahead. You evaluate the situation. And you execute your driving maneuver based on what you see up ahead.
What is the helmet law? Does Florida have a helmet law?
No helmet law.
No
was
helmet
he,
law.
Did you notice if he was helmeted or
wearing
not?
A helmet?
Good. Okay,
most
at least
of them that ride these motorcycles like this are helmet wearers. But I would like to point out,
yes,
and this is for the purposes, if you happen to be a parent or you happen to be a rider who is listening to this that knows, I will tell you that one of these crotch rockets in an accident that happened, I want to say Route 50 that a friend of mine was telling me about.
Yeah.
That it was a similar situation where this individual was going at a high rate of speed. And a friend of mine came upon this accident. And it was one of those crotch rocket, very, very fast, lightweight bikes. And he had three things that he remembers seeing. A motorcycle that was in just a tangled mess of twisted metal, followed by a body lying on Route 50, followed by a helmet that had a head in it.
Oh my God.
On Route 50. That's the velocity that this person was traveling at. I don't know what he hit to cause that, but that if you have somebody and you know who you are, the people I'm talking to, you know the kids I'm talking about, can be a cousin's kid, can be a nephew, a niece, even the, you know, women, men, it's not exclusive to anybody. Please, 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 please.
And it's now starting with these e-bikes.
The e-bikes are... So
watch your kids.
We had a fatality down here with a kid that went through a stop sign and was hit. These things have a top there. They top out at about 30 miles per hour. Mm. Some of them can go faster. Some of them can go a lot faster.
And
but
since they're bikes, kids aren't wearing helmets.
Please be careful. And even if you're a responsible rider, you have a greater risk factor when you're out there. So I just wanted to say, I really reflected on this and wanted to come in and talk about it. Please be careful when you're out there, because you just don't see them coming. And it's just veering into a lane without a signal. And that would be a reminder for everybody else to compensate for the people that are doing this. Try not to make a lane change without putting your signal on. None of us do that religiously, but maybe we should, because
do you do the electronic signal or do you put your hand out of the window, either up or down, like the old days?
What, do I drive a steam engine? Yeah, I put my electronic signal on. I have two of them. When I have my Assist Plus, do you know the signal where we get the full signal where you can lift up your pod and it stays on, and then you have the little half up where it does the 1, 2, 3, 4. If I have the Assist Plus and I put up just the 1, 2, 3, 4, my car will automatically by itself change lanes.
Now, so that Assist Plus, you got that through Medicare, right?
Yes, I did when I turned 65. That's what I had.
Well, and that Assist Plus will not see that motorcyclist.
No.
Coming that fast.
Not a chance. Not a chance. Oh, and by the way, chiropractor, at least mine, not honoring the old Medicare world.
It's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, they're just trying to get you in there. All the money they can.
Why do you think they want you to sign a wellness plan before the doctor cracks one thing. It's because they're half doctor and half merchant. That's
I could use the ring dinger right now. You know what the ring dinger is, right? Where they
with
tie
the towel?
Yeah. The towel around your head and they just dislocate your head from your spine. Very, very exciting.
Ask Auto Assist if they can do that.
Yeah, reach out with the calipers. We have to take a break. Come back, ladies and gentlemen, got a little news for you. And later in the show, we've got an experiment. Or as Rob Spiewak likes to say, he escaped from an experiment. Magna cum laude at VCU.
Mike, again, say it all you want. It's VCU. Who cares?
VCU. VCU in the 90s. We'll be right back, everybody. VCU, that sounds like a TV show. Yeah. The basketball playoffs are here, and the action is heating up on Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. With millions of members, Prize Picks has made fantasy sports accessible to all. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. We all love it, and Carrie Spiewak has become a Prize Picks machine big winner. So, cash in on the basketball playoffs with Prize Picks. Don't miss your last chance to add your favorite players from the court to your Prize Picks lineup. Whether it's points, rebounds, assists, take your pick of more or less for your shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash today. Turn your playoff hot takes into tickets to basketball's championship series, starting with the play-in round. Every lineup you make on Prize Picks will enter you in the Takes Two Ticket Sweepstakes, which could get you and a plus one a VIP trip to the ship. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. So join millions of users and sign up today. Download the app today and use code TMOS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code TMOS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game.
And the late 80s.
When were you there, by the way?
89 to 93.
89, the best years at Virginia Commonwealth University.
The golden years.
Is your cat having digestive issues, throwing up their food, or in need of a diet upgrade? Listen up. This podcast is sponsored by Smalls. Smalls Cat Food has protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients that you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. That's why Cats.com named Smalls their best overall cat food, and you can get 35% off plus an additional 50% off your first order. Head over to Smalls.com and use code TMOS for a limited time only. Customer Jennifer M. said, "After every feeding, my cat gets this burst of energy and starts running around the house." Jennifer's a New Yorker. "And his fur is softer and more vibrant with higher contrast. Honestly, I wouldn't recommend anything else." Thank you, Jennifer.
Jennifer, after switching, do you have more than one cat, Jennifer?
82. After switching to Smalls, 88% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. Plus, you can try it risk-free. That means a full refund if your cat won't eat their food. So, what are you waiting for? Get your cat the food they deserve. For a limited time only, because you are a Mike O'Mara Show listener, you can get 35% off Smalls plus an additional 50% off your first order by using my code TMOS. You know it. You love it. That's an additional 50% off when you head to smalls.com and use promo code TMOS. Again, that's promo code TMOS for an additional 50% off your first order plus free shipping at smalls.com. Hit the music, Slim.
Meow.
As everyone knows, Pope Francis unfortunately died yesterday
of
a stroke and irreversible heart failure following a long bout of double pneumonia. He'd actually fallen into a coma before he passed. He was 88 years old. And each and every day now, I'm getting more and more stories about what a good guy he was.
Yeah, he was a good guy, I think.
The funeral will take place sometime between Friday and Sunday, per his wishes. Francis will be buried at the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome. Here's something that you may not have known. I love these little factoids that come out about him. Before he was a pope, Francis was a nightclub bouncer
in
Buenos Aires, Argentina. I didn't know that.
Wow.
He also once owned a Harley. Oh, you're talking about motorcycles a minute ago. But it's not clear if he ever rode it. It was given to him by the company in 2013. Well, that's just a ploy to get some pub, right, from Harley Davidson?
The first all-white Harley Davidson motorcycle.
With like a...
with a glass box around it.
Yeah, a glass box on it. Yeah.
He auctioned it off the following year. Pope Francis also vowed he would baptize aliens. I think it's kind of neat.
Yeah.
The outer space kind, if you were wondering.
Why not?
If they came here and asked for it. Quote, when the Lord shows us the way, who are we to say, no, Lord, it's not prudent. No, let's do it this way. Who are we to close doors? That's the way he kind of rolled.
Yeah.
That's the way he rolled. And, you know, not sure if one man can do everything for the world that we need right now, but certainly he did some good in his life and he will be missed.
I love the fact that he is going sort of outside the box on his burial. You know, John Paul II is buried at Arlington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Arlington National Cemetery. And Pope Benedict is buried on Broadway. I have no idea what that
is. His ashes were scattered at the feet of George M. Cohen.
You know what? Every now and then somebody pops up on the feed that I did not know was this old 99-year-old Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, my God.
He proved that he still got it at his Vandy Camp charity event on Sunday while seated on stage. Hey, you get to sit down when you're 99 years old. He led a sing-along performance of several songs like
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is really quite atrocious. Let's Go Fly a Kite, wasn't it? Let's Go Fly a Kite, one of my favorites, all from Mary Poppins. He also sang theme songs from the movie Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, all his hits, all his fun hits that we remember when we were kids, and his classic TV series, The Dick Van Dyke Show. Yes, it did have lyrics. Did you know that, Mr.
I did. Maury Amsterdam wrote them, and it's called, what is it called? But it's Maury Amsterdam.
It's called The Gorilla Song.
It's called The Beautiful.
I took a dump in my hand, in my hand, in my hand. I took a dump and put it in my mouth. Boom.
That's what Maury Amsterdam wrote.
Thank you. I did that all on my own.
I like it.
Isn't that special? Moving right along. Now something not so wholesome.
Oh.
I don't know.
Not as wholesome as Dick Van Dyke singing a song about eating his own poop.
Oh, I took a dump in my hand.
That'll be a fun TikTok.
Yeah. If you can ever find the Dick Van Dyke theme sometime today on the show, Rob, I'd be more than willing to sing that lyric along with it.
How about that?
I feel as though I feed the Kanye West thing when I share these stories. Perhaps I'll boycott him. I don't know
that you feed the Kanye thing as much as you feed the Bieber thing. You're a Bieber guy.
Yeah, and I do, but I do share these Kanye West stories.
I think
West
you just
stories.
Feel like a cousin of Kanye's.
You behave yourself. You know, you've read ahead. Kanye West got us again yesterday. He released a video for a song called Cousins. Which is about the incestuous relationship. Did you find the music?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
All right. Know what? That's actually Dick singing it. Give me one second here. I'm sorry.
Okay. The song Cousins, which is about the incestuous relationship he had with his male cousin when they were kids. In the caption, Kanye explains that they found his mother's dirty magazines and used to look at them together and, quote, act out what they saw. He doesn't say how old his was.
Mrs. West's dirty magazines, Mike.
Yeah. His cousin was six. He ends it with this. My name is Yee, and I performed. Okay. It's just.
Why is he doing this? Why are you doing this?
He said he performed on his cousin when he was 14. Till I was 14. One more interesting fact, this cousin is in prison for killing a pregnant woman a few years after Kanye told him they shouldn't be looking at dirty magazines together anymore. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how much is BS, too. It's just, the imagery in the video includes gun violence, a burning cross, sure, a written homophobic slur, and a picture of a large-breasted woman with swastikas where her nipples should be.
Mike, how about a song?
All right.
Are you ready to sing for us?
I sure am, Rob.
Here's Mike O'Mara
after that
to sing for you.
Oh, I took a dump in my hand. Wait, start it again.
All right. I'm sorry.
What version is that? That's not the TV theme, is it?
Mike,
is
that's that the actual, the that's pulled from the DVD. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I took a dump in my hand, I took a dump and put it in my mouth. Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear. That's all.
And Mike, just for those who are interested.
It's a dumb show.
It's a great
show. Dumbest
show
in America right here.
Here we go. Here's the lyrics. No, I'm sorry. Wait. Here's Dick singing the song.
So you think that you got trouble? Well, trouble's a bubble. So tell old Mr. Trouble to get lost. Why not hold your head up high and stop crying? Start trying. And don't forget to keep your fingers crossed. When you find the joy of living is loving and giving, you'll be there when the winning dice are tossed. A smile is just a frown that's turned upside down, so smile on that frown or defrost. And don't forget to keep your fingers crossed, ba-doom-doom.
And Rob did the edit.
Yeah.
It's a disco mix. We used to have those back in the 80s, ladies and gentlemen.
The disco mix.
Well, if you don't have a dog, you may think every dog has behavioral problems.
Mike,
I know I've got them in my
Mike.
House. If you do have a dog, you might say that yours doesn't. We don't really know. I'm not saying mine doesn't. Mine does. A study at Texas A&M found over 99% of dogs in the U.S. have behavioral problems.
The Aggies, Mike.
99%. Mm-hmm. They collected data from more than 43,000 dogs of various breeds.
Did
ages.
You say data data?
Data data, yeah.
I think it's just supposed to be one.
Yeah, it's but like, I decided to put two in there because sometimes
said it
I can't pick one.
I love it. So we can just fix it later.
I'm surprised you. I've done that multiple times.
It's the first
you just
time
picked
I've
up
heard
on
it. Yeah, data data.
They collected data from more than 43,000 dogs of various breeds, ages, sizes, and locations. The dogs were analyzed based on stuff like aggression, separation and attachment issues, fear and anxiety, and pooping or peeing inside. The one I got down the hallway. In the end, there's only about a 1% chance that you have a perfect dog. 99.12% of dogs showed at least one behavior rated moderately serious or serious, or at least two problems of moderate to serious intensity. Who puts this scale together? I'm curious about that.
Cesar.
Separation and attachment behaviors were the most common. Restlessness, pacing, following people around the house, sitting close to them, escape attempts, barking. By the way, they both have separation stuff and barking when people come in the door. That's aggression. Minor behavior problems may seem relatively harmless, but experts say it's important to work with your vet to appreciate what might be going on in your dog's mind.
My vet is like there 12 is. Years old. I go to the place in the back of the PetSmart, and they're like kids.
We purchase these creatures for our own comfort. I don't purchase these creatures to be a teacher.
Well, Mike, here, let me tell you what you shouldn't do. You
made me late already. Yes.
Don't yell at the dog.
I thought you were going to play the Dick Van Dyke theme instrumental again when you said, don't do this. Here's Mike, what you shouldn't do.
All right, Mike, this is what you should not do.
Oh, I took a dump in my hand, took a dump, put it in my mouth. Virginia Department of Health is reporting the state's first measles case of the year.
Virginia!
Yeah, woo! I thought I'd share that with you, Rob Spiewak. Yep.
We call them Liberty Spots, Mike.
A child under 4 years old potentially exposed others at clinics in Woodbridge and Fredericksburg, Virginia. That's, by the way, Fredericksburg, where my daughter now lives. Hi, Elizabeth. I love
and
you.
And they invariably, Fredericksburg gets least diseases on the big list. So I'm surprised about that.
Woodbridge, not so much.
Woodbridge, no, they get them all.
A little more diseases.
Yeah, you know what they have a lot of in Woodbridge is the gout.
Right.
Got the
Woodbridge or Hoodbridge, as we used to call it.
That's Mike. That's no longer true, nor is it appropriate.
The patient recently traveled internationally and lives in the agency's Northwest region. That includes Stafford, Fauquier,
and Rappahannock counties.
Come on over. You can fuck here.
Yeah. to protect the family's privacy, VDH, that, by the way, is the aforementioned Virginia Department of Health,
will not provide any
additional information about the patient. The agency said health officials are coordinating efforts to identify anyone who might have been exposed. It's here.
It is.
It's coming everywhere. It's coming to your neighborhood, too. We blew it. We blew it. The measles. Don't get vaxxed. No vaxes. Don't worry about that. You know, hey, watch the pit. They've got a lot of that theme with no vaccinations and things like
and
that.
Watch out also, Mike, anyone in Stafford County, watch out for lockjaw.
Lockjaw is very, very bad. And hoof and mouth.
And hoof and mouth.
Hoof and mouth, Mr. President.
Finally today, ladies. Hey, we love the ladies.
I love ladies.
I love ladies.
By the way, isn't Josh's backdrop nice today in his mother-in-law's house?
It's gorgeous. It looks like he's got a painting behind him.
It's just beautiful. It's it's such a sophisticated look that he's got.
I know.
It's this southern curtain. The southern house.
Southern curtain, Mike.
That was Josh's band that he played in.
Meanwhile, behind me looks like a swap shop.
The early 2000s, you know, Josh Soroka and Southern Curtain. The album was Traveling. Ladies.
Their opening band for them was Lockjaw.
Ladies are no longer feeling the need to put a ring on it due to social or cultural pressures. It turns out U.S. women are ditching the traditional idea of marriage.
Marriage together and ever.
Instead, they are choosing to live their best single lives. And the proof is in the data. According to a 2023 Pew Research Center survey, almost half of U.S. women didn't view marriage as an important element of a fulfilling life. That was reported in the Wall Street Journal. The percentage of women looking for romance is on a steep decline, according to the Pew survey. Only 34% of single gals were single gals. I didn't say that. It was written.
It's written in there. Yeah.
We're looking for a serious romantic relationship. That's down from 38%. To 34 in a 2019 survey. Here's a quote. One commenter wrote, "When I got divorced, my life began. 45, single, and child-free. I treasure this." That's two separate comments. One said, "I got divorced, my life began." Another comment said, "Single and child-free, I treasure this." Another comment came from a woman in Leesburg, Virginia, initials CS, who wrote, "I can't wait." That's it, ladies and gentlemen. CS didn't have a full name. It was just there.
Her phone was lighting up last night. I don't know
very,
who was
very
calling.
Excited. I'm going to be single in Japan for the rest of my days. We will take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills, including a soda experiment.
Yes.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. But first, I want to talk about Pesty. Let's face it. Bugs bug everybody, and everybody has to deal with them. If bugs are even a minor problem in and around your home, you have to check out our next sponsor, Pesty. It's getting warmer. Spiders, ants, and other bugs are looking to find somewhere to hang out. With Pesty's do-it-yourself pest control, you can make sure they don't choose your house.
Yes.
Pesty is on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control at an affordable price. Other pest control companies charge over $800 a year, but with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
I used it last year. It's sensational. I'm using it this year. It remains sensational. No ants. Ants are always an issue in my neighborhood, and this, in 10 minutes, got me a whole season ant-free. It's crazy. This stuff is great.
You know what we have down here? We got the fire ants.
Those are
nasty. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs, from spiders and ants to roaches and scorpions. The kit includes a sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, instructions, and you can complete your application in less than 10 minutes. And the best part, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. Thanks, Rob, in case somebody didn't know about the number 10.
I just like to have something to do.
You do not have to worry. Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee for your money back
or your money back. Not for your money back. Let me start again.
Please.
Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's P-A-S. I'm sorry, P-E-S. Let me remind that again. Follow up, you see, I'm reading it too fast. Slow down, old broadcaster. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Rob said that he brought in what he likes to call an experiment.
It's an experiment, Mike. It's like the spearmint gum. This has nothing to do with gum, so it's experiment. I found this. This is a couple months old, but I'm surprised it never crossed our paths. And one simple Google brought up a million videos on TikTok and Instagram. How would you like to make homemade Dr. Pepper, Mike, with two simple ingredients that you might have at your home?
Now, that would be something that would intrigue you because you're a fan of that soda pop.
Yeah. Oh, and before we move on, I have to say,
how do you do it with two ingredients if it's like 15 flavors?
That's the thing. Stay tuned.
That's the trick.
Mike, did you know that Pepsi's in trouble?
And I'm In what way?
That they make their secret syrups in Ireland and ship them to America so that they're going to get hit with tariffs for their soda.
Why do you seem happy about it?
Because I'm happy
about it. I hate Pepsi.
What is this, people on this show,
that's,
forever?
That's why I voted for Trump, to take out Pepsi.
That's exactly it.
Way to go, Josh. Congratulations.
Yes, but most of Coke syrups are made in the Americas. They're made in Atlanta and they're made in Puerto Rico. So tough luck, Pepsi. Finally, a tariff that affects me.
Wow.
Finally.
What are some of the other products offered by the Pepsi-Cola Corporation?
Oh, you got Starry. You have Mountain Dew. The Mountain Dew is a big deal. You have all the Mountain Dews because there's quite a few of them.
Code Red.
Oh, God, that's great.
Yeah, yummy,
great
yummy
soda.
All right,
Mike, the two ingredients to make Dr. Pepper at home, I have a few videos here, are Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce and Sprite.
I use Sweet Baby Ray's. That's what we use when we have our barbecue chicken. That's
our fave. What I have today is the Aldi knockoff of Sweet Baby Ray's, which I guarantee you is the same. It's
I guarantee it's not the same.
Oh, it tastes the same to me.
Well, the difference with Aldi, we shop at Aldi all the time because it has no dyes in the food.
You buy your groceries at a car dealership?
Yes,
no, not
I do.
Aldi. Aldi. Yeah. Aldi.
No.
This seems to be kind of
I drive a new car home every day with groceries in it.
What is the grocery chain we're referring to, Josh? Just out of curiosity.
Aldi. You know,
Aldi.
Someone sent me an email yesterday saying that next time Mike gets on you for not being able to speak, ask him to say the word almonds.
Almonds.
Apparently, they've got problems with how you say.
Oh, that's almonds. Somebody. That's somebody who chooses to pronounce them almonds.
That's wrong.
And yeah, that's a dumb way to pronounce it. So that person that sent you an email was an idiot.
Mike. It was me.
Thank you. Yes. Hey, Rob Spiewak writes, try this experiment. When you get out of your escape room, send Mike an email saying, ask if you pronounce almonds. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on just a second here.
Yes.
Let me just make sure you know. You can do a lot of things to me, but my pronunciations are broadcast 101.
Oh, he also has a problem with the way you say the word calm.
The calm before the storm. Does he want me to say column or calm?
Calm. Calm. You say it exactly right. Calm.
Well, I don't pronounce in calm. No. Of course you don't. Calm.
Yeah.
I don't say calm. You don't pronounce the L, Rob. You don't,
you
right?
You don't. Calm.
Thank
and
you.
Mike, I have a question. We haven't seen you shirtless in a long time.
Yes.
Is your belly button, is it an innie or an Aldi?
It's an Aldi. No, it's an innie. It's
an
innie.
Mine too.
But I want to get back to what Josh was going to say about the barbecue sauce.
Go ahead.
No, they don't put dyes in their food. That's why we shop there. So it is going to make the flavors taste a little different.
No, I think coloring dye shouldn't change the flavor at all.
I just think it's a travesty that you are doing an experiment to make a product that's a knockoff of a major soft drink, and you have cheaped out on the BBQ sauce.
It's what I had, Mike. And trust me, from someone who just barbecued chicken this weekend, this stuff is, it tastes the same.
Well, we have to deal with what we have.
Okay. Well, hold on. We have to. I want to see some of the reactions. First, we have a young lady.
I don't have a big Dr. Pepper with just Sprite and barbecue sauce. Take your barbecue sauce and dump it into the cup. Take your Sprite and add it to the cup. Now make sure to mix.
That's crazy. Put mine right here. Go ahead.
So he was saying to put it in the trash.
Put it in the garbage. And by the way, I loved her work in The White Lotus.
Stop it. Stop it. So, Mike, here's my barware today.
All right.
I have a Stella Artois Vienna Inn anniversary glass.
Okay.
I have my dad's father's cocktail spoon.
Very nice.
Back from
Very
the nice. Old days. Mm-hmm. And the barbecue sauce from Aldi.
Okay.
And, of course, Sprite, which is
How much of the sauce are you supposed to put in?
It looked like a healthy squirt. I'm going to guess a couple tablespoons, and we can always adjust it later.
Mm-hmm. A healthy squirt? That's your description?
Yeah, it is. And also, I learned it from a doctor.
I'd pay good money for that.
Yeah, the gorilla said the same thing.
Okay, here we go.
All right, let's take a look at the bottom. Your hand's covering the bottom. All right.
You think that's enough?
And you're going to, how far are you going to go with the Sprite?
I'm going to go full with
it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And then, see, the problem, I actually, Mike, chose a glass that was taller rather than wider because I hope to preserve some of the sparkle when I stir it. You don't want a flat Dr. Pepper, right?
All right. All right, Elton. Just pour it in there. All right, here we go. It's a freshly opened Sprite.
Yep. There we go.
You're keeping it right in front of the microphone.
And, Mike, what's my initial thought is that there seems to be chunks.
Who's worse on camera as far as there? Hold it up a little bit, please, so we can actually see. Okay.
Oh, it's a little red.
Yeah, and it's got some chunks in it, which is not great. Here, let me give
you a
We'll
stir it a little more. Stir it a little more.
Can you see any chunks in there?
There's residue at the bottom. You got to stir it some more.
Okay. Now, the initial smell is quite tomatoey, as a barbecue sauce should be.
You may have gone a little bit too heavy with the sauce.
When I I'll top it off a little then. When I imagine this in my head,
can I make a suggestion seriously? Yeah. Take a quick sip. You're not going to like it, and then I'm going to tell you what I'd like you to do. Take a quick sip.
I hope your suggestion is about the camera angle.
All right.
That is not Dr. Pepper.
Okay, now listen.
But is it good?
No.
Do me a favor.
Yes.
All right. What I would do is I would put just a touch of, you should dump that out.
All right.
And then you should just put a touch and then maybe to taste the barbecue sauce. What I think your problem is you put too much barbecue sauce to start.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got to be like the bartender's ginger ale.
Yeah,
they did the Sprite with a splash of Coke.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Let's take it from the top. I'll be right back as I just.
All right. Not a healthy squirt. Just a splash.
Not a healthy squirt.
And then when he comes back, we can maybe give him a little tutorial on, you know, playing to the camera. You know,
I think he needs to maybe get a little stand for his phone for when he does these experiments so we get a nice overhead view or something.
And he was mocking this. You see?
Yeah, the little tripod.
There it is. See my new phone. And I'm just loaded with features that I haven't figured out how to use yet. This is exciting. Rob,
I want to tell you that pouring that down the sink looked like the scene in Poltergeist where the guy ripped his face off.
Let me tell you this. Your camera work.
Okay.
You gotta figure out so we can see what's going on here. You got to hold it up. You got to do two fingers. Hold on.
What?
You're holding your cup at the just sideways so we can see what's going on. That's perfect. That's perfect. Now fill it up as much as you can with what's left.
I have another bottle of Sprite. Just
that's fine. You don't need it. I would just kiss it with the barbecue sauce. Like just don't hardly a dollop, not even a dollop. Just put it in there.
Ready?
Just a teeny, teeny bit.
Here it comes. Is that enough?
Maybe a touch. Maybe a touch more.
What?
Okay. Now stir it.
They really look like slugs in the bottom of the thing.
Hold it up again.
Mike, I have to get my spoon.
All right. Okay.
We got to get you an overhead camera just of your desk.
That's what we need.
So we can see it? Thank you. All right. Now,
you know what's great about it is how easily it dissolves.
It really doesn't seem
it's
to be.
It's like pellets.
All right, stir it more vigorously.
All I got is chunks.
I like to think Sweet Baby Ray's would dissolve.
Well, it's all
by the way,
diet.
The upper body strength of Jessica Tandy right here. Let me, maybe, all right, take a sip now, and then if you have to add more,
oh,
maybe you add more.
Oh, it's hard to sip it, Mike, because of my, I can't lift it. I'm too weak.
Well, just watch out for the chunks.
Yeah. Okay.
You watch out for the chunks.
Little sip.
That tastes like Sprite.
All right, a little more.
All right. Come on. Problem is we're at the bottom. There we go.
I see you found your wedding ring.
Yeah, I did. It was in my bed. You know how?
Between two pillows.
No, I don't know how it got under there. It was.
Can we
on...
see you stirring again? Vigorously.
Had I known, I would have brought a cocktail shaker.
Sideways so we can see what it looks like. Thank you. I don't know if that's enough, Josh. It certainly hasn't changed.
No, it's a little color. It's a little thin.
Put a little more in. Put a little more.
You
in.
Don't even want to let me taste it at this rate?
Yeah, try a taste. See if okay. There's anything different at all since you put a little more in.
I'd like to see the entire thing filled with barbecue sauce and just a splash of Sprite.
Yeah, I would like that too. Be good.
Be like a slurry. All right.
No, what's happening now? It's tasting more like tomatoes.
Okay, so it's not working.
No,
so it's
failure,
a failure, right?
It's a failure.
All right,
don't believe it.
Is there any video online where it's been successful?
Yes,
they
that's
lie.
What troubles me. I know
no,
they
lie
to me and told me that Sweet Baby Ray's mixed with Sprite tastes like Dr. Pepper. I don't even know why I'm doing this.
Look how much he uses. A lot.
Cheers.
Oh, he's chugging it.
No. There ain't no way. That looked absolutely disgusting, but I am too curious. I have to try this.
Okay.
So the first guy liked
right.
They're lying.
And there's Sweet no Baby Ray's. Mix this all up. There we have it, Dr. Pepper. Let's try OG first. Ooh.
Look how much darker his is than yours.
All right, here we go.
Looks like a tomato juice.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, it smells tomato-y.
Okay, that was like your review.
Not as horrible as I expected to be. But that said, does this taste like this? Hell no!
Okay, that's the no. Okay, definitive. Yeah. And great camera work on that guy. And it looked like tomato just now. There's one other floating around out there since this is, the people that say it does, I think it's kind of a myth. I saw a guy, so funny. A viral video on TikTok where the guy was showing you how to release the odometer and to bring it back to 15 miles. So funny that people would actually do
like
this.
To roll back the miles on their
car. Turn your lights on, turn your lights off. Now open the glove compartment and close it three times.
Oh, my God, he walked through all those people?
And then he goes to his odometer, and he's obviously pressing the mileage button, the trip odometer, when he goes back to it. Absolutely. People will do anything, ladies and gentlemen. Failed experiment, Rob Spiewak. Failed experiment.
Sorry about that. Didn't mean to fail you, Mike.
No, that's why it's an experiment. You're not responsible for it. That's just science. We will take a break, and when we come back, we've got something else that we can do, because that's what we do on this show, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I'm not sure whether... Well, I'll talk about my procedure I'm having today, and it's not medical. Are you like Rob?
Oh.
Let me start again. Are you like Rob? He's got this beard. And by the way, Rob dyed his beard today, and... He doesn't want to use the hair dye kits from the drugstore that are a mess.
No.
And the salon that's a hassle. Look at the job he did with Simple. Simpler hair
Simpler
color.
Simpler hair,
Simpler hair color has a full variety of shades to match any guy's hair and beard with Simpler hair color. Take a look. Show him your beard, Rob. There
look
you
at
go.
That. And the thing that's so great about it is that it doesn't look dyed. It looks natural. Because I left in for exactly 21 minutes. I know this now. And it leaves just a little gray so you don't look like an amazing Blackstone magician.
This
but
is
it
the
looks
cool
great.
Thing. This is the cool thing with simpler hair color. There's no need to buy a separate hair, beard, and touch-up product. A single can has you covered for all of them. Plus, one can of simpler hair color provides as many uses as up to four boxes of the drugstore crap. The choice is simple. I hope they're not mad at me for saying the drugstore CRAP. The choice
I'm sure
is simple.
They're fine. And Mike, what you should know is, did you ever use Aquafresh toothpaste?
Oh, yeah.
Which came out striped, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So that's what this can of stuff is like for simpler hair. It comes out, the chemicals that you used to have to mix up with the drugstore brand, they all come out in the same time into your brush, and you mix it in your beard. So there is no mess. There's no little tray to mess with.
Cleaner application.
Oh, my God. So easy. Yes.
Their mission is to become the number one men's hair and beard dyeing brand. Plus, Simpler Hair Color offers free shipping and free returns. So you can try Simpler Hair Color risk-free. Look at Rob. He's got the beard again. He's a kid.
I'm a kid.
Say goodbye to grays the easy way with Simpler Hair Color. Head to simplerhaircolor.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 10% off your order. Once again, that's simplerhaircolor.com/TMOS for 10% off. And make sure you use the promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you.
You know what's sad, Mike?
Yes, what's that?
A half full cloudy glass of Sprite and barbecue sauce.
Yeah, like it's you wasted sad. A good Sprite.
Yeah,
right?
I did.
And less
I guess
sauce
you should just drink the whole thing.
I probably should, as soon as the cameras go off.
There you go. this is something I had mentioned on the show, and I'm also inquiring the best way to proceed.
All
so
right.
I talked about the paintless dent repair from the asshat that dented my car in the parking lot.
Pointless.
And I took it by... I made a lot of phone calls. I was lucky to get a return call from anybody, but the last guy that I called was super friendly, said, come on by, took a look at it, and then sent the pictures to his dent guy, and that guy called me back. He had a quote. It was cheaper than the previous quote, and now I am scheduled to bring it by 10:30 today. It is not cheap. My question to you boys.
Right.
Is in the event that this is not fixed, am I on the hook for the repair cost?
Well, you'd have to ask him.
What?
Is it
thanks,
guaranteed?
Genius. I'm trying to get some advice here. As right, far, that's the not the advice I was looking for.
Well, you got to lay it out before he does anything.
Okay.
You say, right. You know, what is your success rate? What happens if what you do does not fix my dent repair? Will you waive the cost? Because I'm taking somewhat of a risk here.
And what do you think he'll say?
F*** you.
No, well, it depends. How was it set up to you?
Yeah.
Was it set up as like, here's a set price?
Or it was set up. It was a set price that he's going to charge. The procedure takes the better part of an hour to do this. The difficulty in the dent is that it is a lengthy dent, not your run-of-the-mill blast it out, Dan. I don't know. I'm going to watch because I'm going to be there. I'm going to wait while it's done, and I'll see what's happening. But I think Rob has seriously, and I'll give him credit for that, answer the question. I'll kind of know the terms going in. I don't want to drop $5 for this repair.
What you should do going in is say, sort of sugarcoat it at first. What's your success rate with a dent like this?
I don't want to play a game. Because
then if he introduces any sort of doubt, you can say, well, what if it doesn't work? Do you still expect the money? But get into it easy and don't be.
That's why I wondered if it was an estimate. Is it here's the price, and then if he can't fix that, he's going to throw a whole new door on there and charge you? Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Hold on. I think I've got the text thread. I think I've got the text thread here that is on. I just want to make sure, you know, I would hate to be driving out of there $500 later and lighter, and also without a fixed dent,
with two dents,
or if it looks worse, God forbid.
Well, maybe what about if he got it a little better? How would you be happy with that?
Not five beans, thank you.
Well, that would be my fear. Is you said it's a long dent. What if he just fixes the middle of the dent?
That's not good either. I want it to be, it's a relatively new automobile. I want it to be taken care of, even though I bought it used. What a prick. God almighty, I wish I'd bumped into that guy when he was doing that to my car. He worked on it. He worked on it with my kid sitting there and then gave an expletive to my kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd probably be on a viral video. I'm too old to mix it up with people, but Jesus, what is the deal with that? I'd be what on one if, of those Karen videos.
So what that's if what you it's going to take to go viral?
What if you brought Michael with you today?
I see a lot of videos. What? No, he's going to be in school. Yes, go ahead.
That it turned out that the guy doing the dent repair was the guy that dented your car.
Wouldn't that be great? I will tell you that I see more videos with cantankerous old farts challenging younger people. And then the only time that they finally calm down is when they are taken to ground. That's usually the only time it takes. You get the old guy and then his eyes are wide. What are you doing to me right now? You still think you're a tough guy.
It's so
I know
sad.
I'm not a tough guy
it's
anymore.
It's sad when old people fall.
I just think on that.
Well, I'm going to set up the camera on the cruise and just pay some kid to go mess with you.
No, you're not going to do that.
See if we can go viral.
I'm not going to get on that boat if you go in that direction where you're setting up. Let's do practical jokes on me. I want this conversation terminated. I want that edited out of this show. Thank you very much. By the way, the cruise tomorrow, we're going to do the travelogue again on this show. Let's do it at the front of the show where we'll do a nice little video of the boat. I want to show you what you got. We are creeping towards more cabins being sold, but creeping is not good enough. You've got a little less than a month to get in there and get your tickets for the TMOS Love Boat Cruise. I know that this is a big deal for people. I know you have to give it thought. You have to clear out schedules, but get your cruise cabins. We want as many TMOS listeners on this cruise. The more, the merrier. It'll be fun. There are a gazillion restaurants on there. There are water slides, everything that you're going to enjoy on a cruise. And the food looks spectacular. And they just added, I will be steering the boat. That's a little bonus for you. That's right.
The MSCC side,
I will be at the helm when I'm not entertaining.
If you want to know what it looks like when Mike drives the boat, I'm sure it's streaming. Get the Poseidon Adventure and just watch the scenes with Leslie Nielsen.
Right. Like to do that. So I'll give you a full report. I will prevent any misunderstanding by making it clear when I
you
go
have
in.
To.
And
I
believe if he does not guarantee the work, I'm not paying that kind of money. I will hope there will be some arrangements. Before we do this, can I just say, if this doesn't work, I really don't like the idea of being on the hook for $500.
No, that's why you have to lay some groundwork.
And by the way, when I say that number, do you think there are people out there that are giving me the old Albert Brooks reaction, like slapping their knees? Can you believe he's paying that?
The $200,000 job?
Like it would say on your phone, scam likely. Anyway, so we'll take a break.
I look forward to the update.
Yeah, I'm going to do it 10:30 this morning. Right
Kill
after
him
I
with
get
kindness,
out of here.
Mike. Go in nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's no
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I'll be happy. It'll be
fun. Don't eat anything from your own body.
Beautiful video segment coming up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm looking forward to it. You should be too, ladies and gentlemen. Surfers, my wife is called Carla, and she has some questions for you to ponder. Carla asks this: how can I help you age better? Do you need to lose lots of weight? Do you need to lose 5 to 10 pounds? Do you need better sleep? Do you need more energy? Do you want to help with anti-aging? Do you need help with brain fog? Do you need better hormone balance? How about better hair, skin, nails? What about reducing your inflammation? Do you need better gut health? How's about making those workouts really count by upping your performance optimizations? How about improving your mood or having enhanced libido? I know it's libido. Don't waste time answering these questions in longhand cursive in your composition book. It's time to realize that peptides are the future. And Carla is here to help. P.S. Her inbox is always open. Make sure to check out DermGlowSkin.com. Payment options include Clarinet, HSA, FSA, and PayPal. pleased to remove HSA FSA. Okay. So you can buy now and pay later. It's time to try DermGlow, making the best you that you can be inside and out. Start your transformation today at DermGlowSkin.com. I'm Mike O'Meara, and I can dance if I want to. I can leave your friends behind because your friends don't dance. And if they dance, well, there's no friends of mine. Hold on. Let me try that again.
Yeah. Kill the music.
I can dance if I want to. I can leave your friends behind because your friends don't dance. And if let's start again. I can dance if I want to. I can leave your friends behind because your friends don't dance. And if they dance, well, there's no friends of where there are no friends.
No, if they don't, your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, then they're no friends of mine.
Well, you wrote T-H-E-R-E. Rhodes Scholar. DermGlow Skin, DermGlow.com. It's T-H-Y apostrophe R-E.
Oh.
They are, not there, right? Mm.
Isn't that you're the way right. That yeah, work? You're right. Yeah.
Is it safety dance? Is
it
that
is the safety dance, but you know what's weird is I copy and pasted it from a Men Without Hats website.
I was going to do a pantomime for that and go, I was going to go, you know what that group was?
There it is. But anyway. I copied and pasted it from a website from Men Without Hats. So
there you
they
go. Well, there's the problem.
Yeah, you see, they're Canadian. That's the problem.
No, the problem is pasting. That's it. Pasting.
I went to the source.
The only time I paste is when I'm pasted. I'm completely alcohol inebriated, that's when I cut and paste. I do all my pasting when I'm pasted.
Do you eat the paste?
I eat my own poo.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Please do not isolate that. Thank
Mike,
you.
Mike, here's some old friends for you.
All right. And Harrigan.
Thank you. Now, I had a great time at Coachella. I was very pleased to see both of you out there. And it was nice that they awarded us the backstage passes. Mm-hmm. Did you know that Green Day did something kind of funny? And I love this. They had two shows at Coachella, 2 days, right? The night between, they went to a small bar in the outskirts of where the Coachella Festival is and billed themselves as the Cover-Ups. And Green Day did a bar gig, and they sang like 32 cover songs.
Boy, that's a lot of energy.
It is.
That's like almost artificially stimulated energy.
Could be. But anyway, I thought it was neat that they did it because no one knew that they were going to see Green Day. They thought they were going to see the Cover-Ups.
Let's see. They're just doing covers.
Yeah, like a bar band.
But they're not in costume or anything, disguising that it's them.
No, it's obviously, you know, what's his name, Billy Joe Armstrong?
I'm not a Green Day fan, so I know nothing about Green Day.
I like Green Day.
But they did it, and that looks like a pretty decent venue they were playing at, too.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I think. Now, Mike, what is great is that DJs have wives, and sometimes they promote their product. Now, you have something wonderful that you promote, the DermGlow. Yeah. You know, DermGlowSkin.com. It's great. Mm-hmm. Here's a DJ whose wife had an idea for Easter candy that I don't think is quite as good. Mike, would you like a sugar weenie? No?
Are you going to play the video?
I was in the Westport area, and I decided to stop in to see my friends down here at Lexi's Road Dogs. We started off as a joke, just a little joke on Facebook, actually intrigued my taste buds. And we're talking about a hot dog and a peat bun. Hot dog and a peat bun. So it's the same thing. It's a hot dog, but instead of a regular bun, it's peeps. And then I took the leftover sugar and put it on top. Now, a lot of you are thinking, oh, this is crazy. But in reality, in retrospect, this is just a sweet and savory concoction. I mean, once you add, like, mustard on it, yeah, I think that's where it gets a little strange. But I'm calling it right now.
So it's a hot dog on a bed of peeps.
Could be good and delicious.
How do they
And we're going to try it for the together. First time here.
Well, peeps come attached
what
to the container.
What happens when you combine peeps and a hot dog? What do you think of that, huh? You think it's going to be good or bad?
Such a disc jockey.
It's going to be fantastic. All right, here we go.
All right, good healthy bite.
Good squirt, healthy squirt.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. This is really good.
He's lying, especially the fact that he starts by saying, I'm not going to lie. The fact that he put extra sugar on top of it.
I don't like to repeat a bit, but there's only one way we can really.
This is
and
true.
I'm sure they're discounted now.
Yeah.
I bet you get them for nothing.
Well, maybe I'll hit my grocer today and see what I can
find. Does his wife own the hot dog stand?
Yes, his wife is Lexi. Lexi the district.
I would be willing. What type of dog do you think if we were going to do the experiment? This is one. We don't have to lay it all on Rob. You know what I mean?
I would go with a Hebrew National, regular Hebrew National dog with a nice, strong garlic profile. So it works with
my kid got peeps. My kid got peeps for Halloween.
What color?
I think he got the yellow. I didn't look in the basket.
Old school. Yeah. Yeah.
I would you be. Boys, do you think worthy of an experiment?
I think so.
Yeah.
Give me a couple of days. I'm not putting extra sugar on the top of it.
Let's do it Thursday.
Let's do it next Easter.
Why don't you want to do it?
No,
you don't
I'm
think
kidding.
There's any chance?
No, I don't think you're going to do it.
Now's the time to
do
it.
What do you mean?
Peeps are cheap.
I've done food experiments.
Yeah, but
before.
you just moved it from tomorrow to Thursday before anything started. So I just
can do it tomorrow. Can do it tomorrow if I can find the peeps.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sure it's right next to the dent place.
You think I can?
You just go into a drugstore.
Do you think I can?
It's 2 days after Easter. Everyone's got them.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. There's
all right,
and they'll be cheap. Yes. They will be.
Mm-hmm. I'll buy a dog, and we'll do it tomorrow. Everybody does it.
Everybody does it.
All right,
Josh. You don't see.
I'll go out today. Buy some peeps.
Do you? No. Listen. Are you busy with family? Because I understand you're at your.
Oh, that's right.
You know,
he's out of
different
town.
Rules when you're at the mother.
No, I'm sure they've got peeps around here somewhere.
I'll find some. Do you get along?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like you?
Of course. Everyone does.
As they say in Albert Brooks Coming to America, what's not to like?
if God forbid you were to divorce, Josh, would you stay in touch with your mother-in-law?
No.
All right.
I think all the time.
He's so honest. I love it. Comes to mind. Yes, go ahead.
Let's
Rob.
Close with it. Mike, there was a disastrous happening in Australia, and so help me, it happened on Steve Irwin Drive.
Oh, no.
There was a carjacking. It was the result of several crimes leading up to it. And the mother that got involved in the carjacking, she's okay. She's okay. But she has daughters that are identical twins. And these daughters are probably, I don't know, maybe 30, and they dress alike. Love when twins do that. But what amazed me is when the news interviewed the twins, they said the exact same things at the exact same time.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum, and he went up there, and he was coming back down towards us, and he goes, run, he's got a gun. And our heart started to pound, and I said, Mum, where's Mum? And poor Mum was stuck up there, but apparently our brave Mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
And Mum distracting him to make him look the other way, and he looked the other way.
That is the greatest.
I
could watch that for an hour and a half.
For an hour and a half, and it's not just because
save the twins and find a good clip. Let's make it. What's the one you had with the singing kid? Remember that one?
Oh yeah, the singing youth.
Yeah, please. Please keep the twins for the week at least.
It's amazing, and the outfit is great, and they're pretty, and they talk
and they're balanced, right? Yeah. It's not like one's dominant. You got them both saying
it looked
both of
also
them start
like,
the sentences.
It also looked like one might be right-handed and one might be left-handed because they gestured and they mirrored each other.
Yeah.
And can we watch a little more of it?
They're not conjoined, are they?
They didn't say. Okay. I don't think so. Let's look at a little more.
The bush behind the fence. And the guy goes to her, I'll find you and I'll shoot you. All I was thinking about when we were running, I hope he doesn't fire.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Did you know what it is? It's creepy awesome. If it's anything.
But in a good way, you know. And creepy can be good. It really can.
Yes.
Carla married me. Anyway, and look at me. We'll take a little powder and we'll revisit this tomorrow. Please, one or maybe both of you, probably be a good idea to drop me a little reminder about the peeps.
You know what's a great? I found Mike, and this will look good for the show. Yeah. Air fry your hot dog.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how I can sell my hot dogs.
I might microwave it. I'm certainly not going to do much to it. I'll just bring it in here and we'll eat it.
You're not going
to
light up your grill?
No, hell no. I don't like a grilled hot dog. I like a
microwave. Don't microwave the peeps.
No, I won't do that. I'm not an idiot.
I love that.
That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow.
Love it.
I got Rob is now frozen my brain with those twins. It'll be with me all day long for Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, Mike O'Mara. Thank you.
We'll see
what's up. Oh, God, that's going to be with me all day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
All I think is marvelous. Some of it really fine.
But in the end, you die in your own arms. It's all a big nothing. What makes you think you're so special?
Now, I'm delighted. All of us are delighted. You've been fine. Now get home safely. Good night.